T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Legarius Sneed. Let's talk about it here. We can expand on it as we roll, but Legarius Sneed traded over the weekend to the Tennessee Titans. May have caught you off guard because Tennessee's not exactly a team chasing a Super Bowl, although don't tell them that. They trade for Legarius Sneed, and the cost, I think, is what caught Lions fans off guard. We want to hear from Lions fans. 248-539-9797. It was a 2025 third-round pick. Not this draft.
Next year.
Next year's draft. And not a first or a second, which was the speculation, but a third, a full year away, and a seventh. Now, it came with an extension.
The seventh was only a swap.
Right.
It's not like they get an extra seventh. They just swapped this year's seventh.
Right. So it's not a big haul. Now, they had to pay him, and they paid him a four-year deal, roughly $19 million a season, which is right in line with what people thought. So as a Lions fan, when you saw that deal, did you go, what the hell? Come on, I would have done that. Would you have done that deal? A third, a full year away, and pay Legarius Sneed. Did you have that same reaction?
It raised an eyebrow. I think I understand why. And it was complicated with the whole Cam Sutton being released just this past week, and the fact that we believed we had addressed all of the needs. And they did up until that point. Now all of a sudden you have a need because your cornerback number two is no longer on the roster. And what does that mean? Does that mean Brian Branch is now CB2, or you're looking at Amik Robertson as CB2? Like, it's not like they're out of options. But I think what probably, if they were even in on the conversation, it wasn't the draft pick, right? A third round pick next year. And that's all it takes to get a legit shutdown corner. And this was going to be opposite the guy that you just signed in Davis. Now, all of a sudden, you're looking at it going, wow, they could have turned a very difficult situation, a negative, into a positive, but it's the $55 million guaranteed. So it was 4 years, $76 million, 55 of it guaranteed. And he is on the older side of the second contract guys, 28. Now, trust me, 28 is not over the hill for a corner. But if you get to year three, are you going to be overpaying him? And that's what happens a lot of times with these second contracts. You get to the end of it, and maybe they're not playing the way they were, and you want to move on, but you can't necessarily move on, and you want to be able to pay Hutch. You want to be able to pay Laporta, Branch, all of the guys that will come due at that time. That to me has to be the number one reason why they did not explore this more.
Is that it was a long-term deal with guarantees that go into that third and maybe fourth
season. Well, I hate saying
season.
A four-year deal is a long-term deal.
But
when
for
I think
this regime,
long, it's five or longer. But for this regime, sure, it would have been a long-term
deal.
And
the window that you and I have talked about, not to win Super Bowls, but to spend, it's about a two-year window before everybody else kicks in. This would have been a three- and four-year deal. It's the only thing I can come up with for why they didn't make this move. Because otherwise, you'd say, wait, hold on. He's a man cover corner.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Where if you can blitz and get pressure, he'll hold his own on the outside. Same with Carlton Davis.
Yeah.
Davis is your number two. Snead is your number one. You're chasing a Super Bowl this season. I get it. They're both going to get older and less productive, and corner play is volatile. For a year, for 2 years to chase a championship, worry about the salary cap in 3 years, yeah, I would have liked to see him do it.
Yeah, so I mean, he came into the league at 23. Most guys, you know, especially at that position, your top guys are coming in at 21. By the time they hit their second contract, they're only 25. He's 28. And obviously, it's not a big deal now, but we mentioned in a couple of years, at 30, is he still the same player that you need him to be paying him that much money?
Two ticket texts that are the same kind of point, and I want to know if you agree with this, John. Texter says, as a Lions fan, I would have done the deal, but what you guys don't talk about is they were trading him or somewhere he wanted to go. The Lions had one good season. They are not an NFL destination. The same point was echoed with another one. You guys are so entitled. After one decent season, you want every player who's available, and you get mad when you don't get them. You guys and Lions fans need to be put back in your place.
So is it a destination? It's a much more of a destination now than it was 3 years ago. And we've heard guys, even the guys that have signed here, DJ Reader, talked about wanting to play for Dan Campbell. And he talked about it before he was even, you know, like at the end of the season, he had sent out a tweet talking about Lions and Lions fans and Dan Campbell. And is Dan Campbell the guy that other players want to play for? Sure. Are the Lions an organization on the rise that some guys would want to play for? Not everybody, but you can't sit here and tell me, other than the fact that I would just rather be living and raising a family, whatever he wants to do in Nashville versus Detroit. Obviously, I grew up here. I could make arguments for Detroit. But I'm sure you could sit there and make arguments for Nashville, the weather, the scene for him. Maybe that's what he was looking for.
Country music fan, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? But in terms of the organization and the trajectory of the organization, you can't sit here and tell me that it looks better in Tennessee than it does in Detroit.
Okay, Detroit is a destination. Well, what matters to players? Typically, money.
Yeah.
They had cap space. Winning. They're on the edge of the Super Bowl. And like, you know, the head coach setting the tone. Dan Campbell was one of three coaches to get an A-plus grade by his players.
He's even one of the other ones.
Yeah, beloved. But the point is, I mean, if you're leaving one, there's only a couple guys out there who can give you that kind of experience, and the Lions have that. I think they are a destination. I do. Now, listen, we can't change the weather. We can't change state income tax. For the most part, like, this is a competitive place to go and get players, which is why we've brought up so many of these names.
Yeah. And it, when you're that second contract guy, everybody's going to make a decision for different reasons. And there are a lot of different reasons guys have decided to go to one city versus another. And if it was simply about money, the 55 guaranteed, I understand why he would choose Tennessee. If the Lions weren't, if they were in the conversation and not willing to go that high on the guarantees, then second contract is where you get paid, because you're never guaranteed a third. And so you want to make as much bank as possible in that second deal. Now you get to your third, you've made a big chunk of change. Now your reasons for going to a city may be different. Maybe it's not all about the money. It could also then be a little bit about what is my legacy. If I haven't won a Super Bowl, do I want to go to a team that wins a Super Bowl? I can still make some good money, but now I want to go and compete for a Super Bowl versus I just want to get paid.
Don't you think with Snead, though, too, that money was more of an issue and wanting to play where he wanted to play and prove he's a number one guy because on his own team he was the number two corner?
To McDuffie?
Maybe. He's already got three rings.
Yeah. Maybe. And again, I think some of this texter points out it is the money more than it is the compensation sure. via the draft. It's the money. Holmes is very hesitant to hand out 3 and 4 year deals with fully guarantees or even, you know, 75% guarantees yep. with what the you know they have coming up with contracts. Some ticket text on L'Jarius Sneed going to the Tennessee Titans for a third round pick in 2025. Your reaction as a Lions fan, would you have done it? Texter says, huge mistake not signing Snead. We're going to be paying Sutton either way. Why not add Snead? Well, I mean, it becomes a question of how much money you want to sink into the corner position. But they're chasing a championship. I think that's the biggest point here, John, is you're chasing a championship. The idea that you could have got him for a third. Texter says, could Holmes' unwillingness to sign 4 and 5 year contracts potentially hurt this team in free agency in the future? Well, not the way they want to build. I'm not surprised that Holmes was hesitant to give out a 4-year deal to a free agent, especially an expensive 4-year deal. Not surprised they didn't make the move.
I'm not surprised either. And I mean, this has not been the MO of Brad Holmes or this regime to go out and sign and give a big time contract with big time guarantees. Now, are they only going to do that for the guys on their roster, you know, moving forward? Well, if that's the case, then he better continue to knock it out of the park on the drafts.
Texter says, the only side that benefits from a multi-year deal like this is the player. I'm glad the team and Brad Holmes don't get into these types of things. I like the short-term deals for lower money. And another one says, no cookies. You're the only one who doubts Holmes. Everyone else trusts his decisions. I trust his decisions. I just thought this was one that was eye-opening. Like, this was rock bottom pricing for a player who fills a big need and helps you chase a championship.
Well, okay, it was rock bottom pricing in regards to the draft capital, not rock bottom pricing regarding the contract that he subsequently signed.
Right.
That's nothing rock bottom about 55 guaranteed and 76 over 4 years.
Right. But so, that was always, but that's not even, that's like what we thought he'd get paid. It's not like the Titans swooped in and said, we're paying him $25 million a year.
Right, they didn't reset the market
with
it.
Right, it's 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.